What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Westwood One Sports presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm going
to
say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so staggeringly awesome and unapologetically original, you won't know what hit you.
Do you ever just get down on your knees and thank God that you know me and have access to my dementia?
Featuring the man himself, Nick Kostos.
For anyone else, he's exaggerating. He's prisoner of the moment. First off, shut up. This is the National Football League. This is not the Big 12. It's not Pop Warner. An absolute disgrace. An atrocity. An affront. One of the most disgraceful performances that I have ever seen in 35 years watching National Football League football.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, wonderful Football Wednesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports. As we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Wednesday, this wonderful Wednesday, the world of sports is buzzing. And we're going to get to all the big stories, including the one NFL head coaching candidate, the one above them all, that absolutely needs to get a job this cycle. And if he doesn't, it will be a miscarriage of justice. Who is that coach? And why do I feel so strongly about it? I will explain coming up later in the show. And look, it might be a wonderful Football Wednesday, but last night, Tuesday night, in the association, the NBA. Oh, we had a newsworthy night in the NBA. The Oklahoma City Thunder, as the kids would say, got their lick back against the San Antonio Spurs. Are the Thunder hashtag back? I have a strong opinion on that I can't wait to share with you. And this burgeoning rivalry with Wemby and Chet Holmgren, we will talk about that. And wait until you, the listener, you, the viewer, wait until you hear, if you haven't already, wait until you hear what Giannis Antetokounmpo said and did to the home crowd last night in Milwaukee as the Bucks got blown out by the Anthony Edwards-less Minnesota Timberwolves. That has me feeling like he's got 3 weeks left, potentially, as a Milwaukee Buck. A very, very newsy night in the NBA. We will get to the big stories. Three tremendous guests will join us over the course of this Wednesday on You Better You Bet. Danny Parkins, first things first on Fox Sports 1, who's sitting in the first row with his orange Chicago Bears robe on Saturday night for Bears Packers. Watched his Bears win an electric game against their hated rival. Danny will join us to talk Bears, Rams, and the rest of the comings and goings in the National Football League. Man, I've gotten a ton of tweets, a ton of messages. Where is the whale capper, Drew Dinsick? You Better You Bet favorite. And if you've never heard whale before, you've never seen whale before, if you're new to this show, thank you very much for joining us in our new time slot on this new network. You are going to love the information provided by our friend Drew Dinsick, who returns to You Better You Bet next hour. Talking the NFL playoffs, talking the NBA, Drew's best bets coming up for the divisional round of the NFL postseason. And in the final hour, in the power hour, my buddy, Adam Lefko from Turner Sports, who in my estimation is going to go down as one of, if not the, best studio hosts in the history of sports television. The great Adam Lefko will join us in the final hour of the show to talk the NFL playoffs, talk some NBA, talk some college basketball, where he anchors Turner's college basketball coverage. Adam Lefko will join us in the final hour of the show today. All my bets for the night in sports, also in the final hour, in the power hour. I've got at least one bet in the NBA. Oh, and I love my bet tonight in college basketball. And I'll just tell you, it emanates from the Big Ten. We have one sole home on YouTube now. YouTube.com/@thecostos. YouTube.com/@THEKOSTOS. We urge you to subscribe there. We're going to have tons of YouTube content, YouTube exclusive content. YouTube.com/@thecostos to watch the show on YouTube. Subscribe there, like and comment. I will be in the comments during the show today. Again, YouTube.com/@thecostos. And the phone number to chime in today, 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910. We officially begin Wonderful Football Wednesday edition of You Better, You Bet with the biggest news in the world of sports as Mike Tomlin steps down yesterday as head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers after a 19-year run in the Steel City. And what a run it was. Famously, zero losing seasons for Mike Tomlin in nearly two decades in charge of the Pittsburgh Steelers. The winner of Super Bowl 43 and an appearance in Super Bowl 45. And this feels like the rare instance in sports where everybody wins. Well, everybody except for one person wins as a result of this move. We will talk about that one person coming up later this hour. But this is like the opposite of the REM song, Everybody Hurts. Instead, this is Everybody Wins Sometimes. And let's start with the man himself, Coach Mike Tomlin. It was time. It was time for this to happen. And you, the listener, you, the viewer, you can certainly make the case that it's been time. That it's been time for a couple years for this to happen. And look, I don't think anybody would have batted an eyelash. Now, we could have disagreed with it, but I don't think anyone's going nuclear, right? Like, if the Eagles had brought back Kevin Petula, which they didn't, we'll get to that later in the show, people would have absolutely lost their freaking minds if Kevin Petula had come back. Like, that's a no-brainer. That's a non-negotiable. Now, whether or not you would disagree with Mike Tomlin coming back for 2026, I don't think anyone would have gone nuclear as a result of Mike Tomlin coming back. I actually felt like that's what was going to happen, that Mike Tomlin would return as Steelers head coach. He has earned that equity where, whether you agree or disagree with it, no one's going to blow their top and lose their mind if Mike Tomlin comes back. But with that being said, it's time. And I think it's been time. And you can say that maybe it was time after the Steelers lost at home in the 2020 wild card round on Sunday Night Football to Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns. I personally think that the cleanest break would have been when they lost and got blown out and doubled up by the Kansas City Chiefs in the 2021 wild card round at Arrowhead, 42-21, in what was Ben Roethlisberger's final game in the National Football League, where Ben rides off into the sunset and Mike Tomlin departs as head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. This, with Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers, this is like a romantic relationship, right? That didn't go sour. There's no acrimony. There was no cheating. No lying. No yelling. No bad blood. Just like a couple, and maybe you've been in this scenario in your life, you know someone that's been in this scenario in your life, like Dave Mason sang, there ain't no good guys, there ain't no bad guys, there's only you and me, and we just disagree. Great song. Tomlin and the Steelers are like a couple that gradually fell out of love, that drifted apart, that quote-unquote, and I've heard this one before in relationships in my life, wanted different things. They tried to make it work, And there is nobility in that effort. In my estimation, you can disagree with that or agree with that. That's my opinion. There's nobility in the effort. But we have reached a point. We reached a point where this was absolutely necessary. And it was the right time. For Mike Tomlin, he got to go out on his own terms.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, we talk about sports on this show, right? But I often think that sports are like an allegory for life, right? Like the life experience, the human experience. So we can extend this out from sports to life. How many people in life get to go out on their own terms? Like, we've all lived long enough to see it one way or another, right? It feels like it doesn't happen that often. To ride into a sunset, not the sunset, like the permanent sunset, but to ride into a sunset on your own terms. And he has left in Pittsburgh the hero. And like the saying goes, you either die the hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. And make no bones about it, and this was reported yesterday, right? One of the reasons why Mike Tomlin might have wanted to no longer coach the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was slowly becoming the villain. Right, wrong, or indifferent. And we don't have to go back that long ago in time to know that this is true. November 30th, at home against the Buffalo Bills. The Bills roll into Pittsburgh and absolutely paced the Steelers in that game and run it down their throats, and the offense can't do anything. And if you recall, this was not that long ago. Today is January 14th. Last November 30th, the fans in Pittsburgh were chanting, "Fire Tomlin." The fans in Pittsburgh were booing Renegade, which is a great song. You should never stick. That's a great song, man. Oh, Mom, you should never, ever, ever boo Renegade. So instead of fully becoming the villain and turning into like Pittsburgh's version of the Joker, Mike Tomlin leaves the hero. And he also departs from what had become a vicious, vicious cycle. And not like a cycle of acrimony, but one that fed into what is both an uncomfortable and incontrovertible truth. You cannot question it. You can dislike it, but you can't question it. And that truth is that the Pittsburgh Steelers and Mike Tomlin could not win. They couldn't win. And now Mike Tomlin's out of that cycle. In life, we talk about cycles as our lives go on, right? Breaking the cycle as you get older in life, whatever that cycle is. The cycle that Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers have been in is far less dramatic than some of those. But from a football perspective, it's as dramatic and important as it gets. Their cycle is the cycle of 9-8. The cycle of 10-7. The cycle of the 7 seed or the 4 seed that gets their ass handed to them on a silver platter in round number 1 like the Houston Texans did on Monday night in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. The cycle of scraping and clawing and scratching into the wild card rounds only to get absolutely eviscerated and obliterated and dominated and embarrassed. Embarrassed. And you can make the case, and you'd be right, that Mike Tomlin is as big a culprit of this cycle as anyone else in the Pittsburgh Steelers universe. Because in football, as in life, it takes two to tango. So yeah, like it's Tomlin and it's the Pittsburgh Steelers that have fed into the cycle. And just to say this because my daughter is the center of my universe, Tango, who's Elmo's dog, is her current favorite character in Sesame Street. She loves Tango. Tango wasn't even a thing when I was a kid. Now it's like, let's give Elmo a dog. Tango's the name of the dog. My daughter loves Tango. I just wanted to say that. And if you don't like that I said it, I don't know what to tell you because I like to talk about my daughter here on the show. So Mike Tomlin now, maybe he takes a year off. Maybe he goes to do television, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. And when the time comes, if he so chooses, and remember, you know, I think a lot of people think Mike Tomlin's going back to coaching at some point. Like, we thought the same about Bill Cowher. And Bill Cowher never went back. So maybe Mike Tomlin does TV and he's like, you know what? I just want to do this forever. Possible, right? We'll see. But whatever Mike Tomlin decides to do, he has won. He has broken and left the cycle of 9-8 and 10-7 in Pittsburgh. And he will either be paid handsomely to talk about football on television or go and choose the next head coaching job he wants, probably one with a young established quarterback. He is a huge winner in all of this. A huge winner. And maybe now, in his next job, if he takes one, maybe the cycle can be one of 12-5 or 13-4, which was never happening in Pittsburgh with this iteration of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that takes us to the Steelers. Because if it takes two to tango, the Steelers organization is the other dance partner here, along with Tomlin, that has led them to this cycle of 9-8, the cycle of 10-7, which is basically the equivalent of football purgatory. Not good enough to ever seriously contend to win a Super Bowl championship, but never bad enough to bottom out and you'll replenish the roster or get a young stud quarterback. They have been in football purgatory for a long-ass time. Certainly, you can argue in the last decade, the Pittsburgh Steelers have been in the football wilderness, where, you know, you can make the case it would have served them well to have gone 2-15 one season, as opposed to 9-8, or 8-8, or 9-7, or 9-6-1, etc. The Pittsburgh Steelers can no longer be a team that tries to do this, that tries to win when you can't win, because there are degrees to winning. They need to break the cycle right now. Football and sports, like life, and I don't think I'm the most wise person in the world, but I think I've, you know, 42 years old, I think I've done decently for myself, I think I'm a pretty good guy. Try to give young people advice. Life is not checkers. Life is chess. And in life and sports, like in chess, you can strategically and purposefully have a step backwards because you know that a couple moves down the board, you can have checkmate. You can win the game or put yourself in a greater position to win the game. Life is not just what's in front of you, and let me hit this here. Let's go to the playoffs again next year. Let's go 9-8. Let's go 10-7. Let's compete. Let's compete for the division championship. No. Maybe you take a step back so that you can checkmate, that you can win the Super Bowl in 3 years, which they can't do right now on the path that they are on. They absolutely can't do it. And for the Pittsburgh Steelers, there's a lot's going to be made of this, right? This is the best. I actually don't think it's as good a coaching vacancy as Baltimore. Baltimore has Lamar Jackson. The Steelers don't have a quarterback right now. And let me be clear on this. So much is made of the Steelers and the Rooney family and all the stability that they've had over four decades now with Chuck Knoll and Bill Cowher and Mike Tomlin. The only three coaches, right? In the Super Bowl era, three coaches. And they've all won championships, all three of them. Chuck Knoll had Terry Bradshaw, Hall of Famer. Cowher didn't win until he had Ben Roethlisberger, and I know it's been in year two, but look at what he developed into, and they went 15-1 his rookie year, right? Mike Tomlin didn't draft Ben Roethlisberger, he inherited Ben and won a Super Bowl. And this is not to imply that Knoll, Cowher, and Tomlin aren't great coaches. It's not. I mean, but did Bill Cowher win a Super Bowl with Neil O'Donnell? Or Tommy Maddox? Or Cordell Stewart? Or did it take Ben Roethlisberger to get him over the hump? You need a quarterback. So yeah, like, do the Steelers need to get it right in terms of the head coach? Of course they do, obviously. But what's more important is that they get it right at quarterback. And you couldn't go into this offseason with Mike Tomlin, given that Tomlin and this regime have picked Kenny Pickett, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, Mason Rudolph, even Duck Hodges. You can't have this. You need some new blood and a new voice to pick a new quarterback to send this team into a new generation and a new cycle a cycle that at least provides you with the chance to win a Lombardi trophy, which is the point of all of this, especially for that organization. And it's a chance that they haven't had in the last decade under Mike Tomlin. We're just getting started here on this wonderful Football Wednesday. On the other side, there's one other group, one other facet of all of this that wins as a result of Mike Tomlin resigning as head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm going to tell you who it is coming up next, and you, the listener, and you, the viewer, are going to absolutely love it. And there is also a loser that we have to discuss. One loser above all else. I'll tell you who it is and why. Coming up next, You Better You Bet, Westwood One Sports with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.